Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It is our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival. And we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast. Festival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-lunch pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
What's up, y'all? It's Bri Renee, straight from the A. I'm with 85 South with Backwoods Backstage, One Music Fest, and I'm sitting here with Jazzy. How you feeling?
Man, I feel great, man.
If y'all don't know, Jazzy is a phenomenal songwriter, artist now, and you work with some of the biggest in the game, like Mary, Summer Walker, Lotto, Lil Ba. Like, her pen is crazy.
Yeah.
But now you...
right now... Let's talk about this R&B that I'm bringing back. You know what I'm saying? Good R&B. I'm so happy to be on this stage, man. My first festival in the A.
That's what I was about to say. Now you on a stage being an artist. How that feel to see that transition in your career?
It's so dope because I just feel like the people that support me, like, they really, like, grassroots fans. Like, I'm really building, like, people that's, like, seen the evolution of Jazzy. When I used to have big hair, I used to be a little chubby, you know what I'm saying? They seen all since I was like a jit, you know what I'm saying? So to like really be here, actually like building my fan base from the ground up and seeing like the stage, that shit amazing, you know what I'm saying? Cause ain't nothing been given to me. All of this is like, I've been having to get everything out the mud. So it feels better when you get it out the mud, yes sir. Yeah.
Right, I'm like, now you hitting the stage at
that's
One
nice
Music. Thank you. Shout out to 85 South and Backwoods. No, but now you're hitting the stage at a huge festival in Atlanta, a major city.
Huge.
Like, how did that crowd feel when you touched, like, what that moment felt like when you first touched the stage?
No, they were showing me so much love. And then when I sang It Belongs to You on Diddy's album, Love Album, they just were singing it, like, back to me just to get the interaction with everybody. It was dope. I really was trying to, like, You know what I'm saying? Stay focused. I want y'all to look in nobody's eyes. As soon as you look in the wrong person's eye, you be like, ah.
It throw you out.
Be like, the nigga ain't clapping. Like, damn, bro, clap.
Yeah, it's like, smile. Vibe out.
Yeah, like, what? So I was trying to just keep everything just like everybody just, you know what I'm
taking
saying?
Taking it all in.
Yeah.
That's lit. And you definitely, like, your music is a vibe. You set the vibe. I know you set it on stage. And you create that. But how do you create the vibe for you to even provide that vibe before going on stage?
I don't even know what's so funny. Like, I be having so many, like, sisters and homies that everywhere I go. Mm-hmm. And they just be want to, like, be around me before the show. And, like, I be needing, like, 30 minutes to myself. Like, I'm such a people person, but I'm really a introvert. You know what I'm saying? So I be needing, man, give me 30 minutes, 35 minutes to be to myself. Let me talk to myself. Let me talk to Jesus. Like, let me get my life, you know what I'm saying? Let me, you know what I'm saying? Let me get right. And then I can, like, go out and, like, pour. But I need to pour into me for a minute. You know what
Absolutely.
I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So I be needing a moment to get away from niggas. I ain't gonna lie to you. So I'm learning, like, I need about 35.
Right. Give me 35 right
30, quick. 35. I'm good.
Yeah.
That's all I need.
During that time, do you, like, you know, pull up, roll up?
Nah, I don't smoke before I sing.
Okay.
Nah, that's out the window. Now I'm about to blow.
Afterwards, right?
And I need some Backwoods 85 South. See, right. I ain't playing with y'all.
So you set the vibe after you done hit the stage, tore it up. Then you come backstage. Now you like, I can vibe out with my people. Yeah. I can pull, I can roll up. Yeah, I can get in the mood.
That's now I'm looking for the parties tonight. You hear?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know we got it right here. But I know, you know we got a party right here. But, you know, it's going to be a lot of dope artists out here this weekend. You looking forward to seeing anybody?
Janet Jackson.
Absolutely, right?
Like, all these artists is, like, my peers. I love them. You know what I'm saying? Tink, I never met Tink. We've been texting. So I can't wait to, like, actually look in her face and be like, thank you for everything that you've done for R&B. I can't wait to have that one-on-one with Tink.
Cause that's dope.
That woman is special. She's been special. She ain't never not been special. Those niggas just waking up. So, like, Tink. But Janet Jackson, I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. The Dream performing, I would like to see him perform because I just love The Dream. You know what I'm saying? How he went from a songwriter to an artist. You know, him and Missy like the two people that I looked up to, how they did it. So, yeah.
Absolutely. I think the Dream performance is going to be lit, too. I can't wait to see that.
You know what time he performed?
I got to check the schedule. It's so many people. I'm trying to keep up with all y'all.
I got to check.
You know I was headed over there to your stage right before you went on. I ain't make it. I'm, like, trying to get over there, you know?
Oh, my God.
I was supposed to bring you out.
Oh, your homegirl by me. Shout out to my sister, bro. I love you.
Shout out to Black Girl Stuff.
I love y'all.
So what you bump into now? Like, what's your favorite song right now? Besides, of course, one of your songs off of Songs for Women and Free
My
Game for
Niggas.
My favorite
song right now?
What's your favorite song right now?
Hey, let me look. What I really been listening to, like, my favorite song right now, Can it be old? Cause I've been
it
playing.
It can. Whatever you've been listening to.
I've been playing a lot of old shit. Like I just found this song on. I just found this joint. This joint called. It's called Round and Round by High Tech, but it was a song that was on How High.
Okay.
I really don't know what you came in for. Round and round you go.
Yes.
Like, and I found it one time. I was like, yo, this shit crazy, and I started playing it nonstop. So I've been playing High Tech round and round, like, nonstop, you know what I'm saying? Because I just found it, so.
That's what I love about music and hip-hop. It's like, no matter how old or how far back a song may be from, you can still fall in love with it at any time if it's good music.
I used to love How High, but I never knew what that song was. It just played a little bit in the joint, and I found it. It just was on the, I was like, oh, this shit crazy, so.
Yeah.
I've been listening to that.
Speaking of, it's 50 years of hip-hop, and it's 50 years of Backwoods, too.
Damn, Backwoods been out that long?
Backwoods been out 50 years. We've been rolling for a long time now. But in that time, what are some of your favorite moments with hip-hop or Backwoods?
Hey, you want me to tell you some funny about Backwoods? I didn't know nothing about Woods until 2013 when I moved to Miami.
Okay.
A Florida nigga put me on Woods, because I'm from Memphis, and we smoke Swishers and we smoke White Owls.
Okay.
We wasn't on Backwoods. Backwoods is new for Memphis niggas. And if niggas want to tell you something different, it's cow.
You like, they lying.
They lying. Niggas was not, I ain't know no niggas in Memphis smoking Backwoods. Niggas was smoking White Owls, and Swishers, bro. So I learned or Black and Miles.
Well, we gotta come to Memphis to put them on.
No, we on now.
Okay, y'all.
Oh no, everybody smoking woods now. But like when I went to Miami, I was with Timbaland. I was on a tour bus with Timbaland. I had just met Missy Elliott that night. And literally, my boy Mizzle, he was Timbaland's producer, he rolling up a wood, and I was like, and I smoked, and I was like, damn, what is this? I promise you. And I'm going to forever remember that story, 2013, my first wood.
Period.
Yeah, funny.
I love that. That's your first wood. That's
my first wood, 2013.
Yeah. You got any favorite moments of hip-hop or memories of hip-hop?
I think just watching music videos as a kid, like music, like 106 in the Park, like watching music videos.
Yeah.
Like, that's like, I remember the first time I saw Lupe Fiasco kick push video. And like, I remember that was so different for me because being from Memphis, I ain't never seen no black skaters, like skateboarders. Like,
right.
And like that was not, and watching that kick push video, and I was like, oh, this is hard. And it introduced me to another sound of music that wasn't so like, you know, like gutter. So, you know what I'm saying? It was like, I guess, backpack music. I don't know what they called it, but like,
yeah.
I remember like Lupe Fiasco kick push. And then after that, I fell in love with like the Cool album and then Slum Village. I was really like a different kid. I was trying to listen to the shit that, if it wasn't 3 6 Mafia, I was listening to stuff that was like different.
Yeah.
Like Slum Village, like Kanye, like.
That Kanye vibe, that, like you said, backpack.
Backpack, yeah.
Hip hop. But that's what I love about hip hop. It really reaches us as black people wherever we are and whatever your interests are, whether it's alternative R&B or backpack rap or, you know what I mean, pimping music. It's it's a sub-genre for everybody and anybody. And you are like one of the, I'll say, leaders in alternative R&B right now.
Thank you.
And who has like influenced you in that genre of hip hop?
Of hip hop or R&B?
Of alternative R&B.
Missy Elliott. Elliott is influential. Mary J. Blige, because she was hip-hop soul. Like, she brought edge to R&B, so it was like...
She did. She brought that street to R&B.
She brought street to R&B in a sexy way, too. Jodeci, you know, like, I ain't gonna front. Also, Immature. I loved Immature. Like, IMX.
Yeah.
Like, I was a kid listening to Immature, and, like, I don't care, like, Batman and Romeo, Little Drummer, LDB, like, they was cool. They was weird. They was very, like... Damn near gay, but like straight. Like they was very girly girl, you know what I'm saying? Like perms and like, you know what I'm saying? And like, but they was cool hip hop. And then B2K, like all of that stuff was kind of hip hop, but still R&B. Like all of that.
They were singing, but it was hip hop.
It was still cool, yeah. So I love all that. Shout out to that. It was part of me.
Now, speaking of them, like, you know, blurring the lines of the genre, you know, with R&B.
I like your little hand movement.
You know what I'm saying? Your new EP, Songs for Women, and Free Games for Niggas. Yeah. What's some of the free game you dropping on the album, on the EP?
Some of the free game, I think I told y'all one of the free games that's really important. Another free game is just being able to listen, just listening. I think it sound easy. That's the hardest thing to really do when you upset or when you like busy is listening to your girl, listening to her, and even like paying attention to her little, you know, like paying attention to her energy.
Her little ways. Like every time she stick her tooth out like that, she mad. Like,
Yeah, and then if she say nothing wrong, something's wrong. Like, get it out of her. Like, don't let it fest up overnight. You know what I'm saying?
That's good. What's a good way? What free game would you give to the fellas about apologizing? Because like you said, if she mad, don't let it fester. You got to try to make it right.
Yeah, I was just talking to my homies. I hate apologies.
Okay.
I think, don't apologize to me, bro. I hate apologies. Like, nigga, find a solution. Like, don't...
Just fix it.
Don't fix it. Like, if I mess up on somehow with somebody or with a girl, like, I'm not finna apologize to that girl. I'm sorry. I'm not gonna give her, I'm sorry.
You're not gonna tell her you're sorry for her?
I'm gonna fix it. I'm gonna find a solution. Like, oh, I missed something? I'm not. I'm sorry. I missed your. No. All right. Here's what tomorrow we. Like, you know what I'm saying. We're gonna fix it. Like,
yeah.
I hate don't apologize to me. Like when girls try to apologize to me, I be like, I don't need that. Like, I like. What does that do?
Don't be sorry. Be careful.
Be careful. Yeah, like if a dude did something dirty to you or something bad to you, I feel like if he was to rectify with something, I use the T-I word rectify.
Yeah.
But if he was to fix it, I feel like you wouldn't even be thinking about it no more. You'd be like, what am I mad at?
Yeah, because it's done. It's nothing else to talk about.
But let's find a solution. Let's be solution-based.
Okay, that's free game for the fellas. Be solution-based when you mess up.
Solution-based. Yeah. Solution-based. Figure it out.
But before you go, let's play a little backwoods trivia game. You know what I'm saying?
Backwoods.
See how much you know about backwoods.
What you know about backwoods?
I know a lot about backwoods. I do.
Can you roll?
I can roll, too.
Damn, you light-skinned and you can roll.
I'm light-skinned. What light-skinned people can't roll?
I mean, you know, pretty girls, y'all
pretty
girl.
Y'all got to do a lot.
You
right. So
y'all don't have to do a lot.
I know how to roll, but I do prefer if whoever I'm smoking with roll up for me.
Well, I know.
That's just a pretty girl privilege.
That's what I know.
You know what I'm saying? But let's get into the game. So how many flavors of backwoods are there?
Oh, my God. I think about, look at my nigga Fade. Like, all right, so they just added the song. I think about 4 or 5. But then I went to London, and they got a blueberry one, bro.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they be having different flavors. But I think, like.
Don't tell her the answer.
It's the honey. It's the bourbon. It's the bourbon. It's the it's the yellow pack, brown pack, the Irish cream, the Russian cream. It's the smoke junt. So it's like 4 or 5.
It's actually 18.
Damn.
Flavors of backwood.
Right, so,
but I give you.
But in America, it's 4 or 5 though.
It's 18 too. But I'll give you credit for the flavors you just named, because I was gonna ask you to name some of the five flavors.
The yellow pack, the brown pack, the black pack.
But you actually said the name. You said Russian the honey. Cream. You said Russian cream.
Yeah. I like them too. They're my favorites.
I was gonna ask, what's your favorite?
The honey. I love the honey. Who said Russian cream? Like that Russian cream. It's some pretty girls over here. No homo. Hey.
Yeah, shout out to the Backwoods girls.
Backwoods girls. What's happening?
All right, Jazzy. Well, we're not going to hold you up.
That was the only question you had?
No, you answered all three, because I was going to ask you name 5 flavors.
Okay.
You did that in the first one. And I was going to ask you what flavor.
Can I ask you a question?
Absolutely.
All right. What's your top 3 albums right now that you're listening to? Your top 3?
Top 3, Doja Cat.
Ooh.
On repeat. And damn. I know how we feel about Doja Cat.
She's amazing.
She's amazing as an artist.
She's a superstar.
The beats are crazy. She's switching up the flow. She got the lines, the bars.
I love how she treat her fans, too, because, like, she treat them like shit. But them ain't her real fans. Like, the ones that really stay... When she lost like 1 million followers and shit, them ain't her fans. Like,
she's mind control.
So smart.
She got mind control over Debo.
She's so smart.
Hey.
I need to sit with Doja one time. All right, so Doja, what else?
What was I listening to before that? I've been back in my R&B bag, so I was definitely listening to the Diddy album, your EP. I've been having R&B kind of on mix out right now.
What's your favorite song on my project? You know? I'm testing her ass. Y'all better catch this too.
Oh,
we gonna see if she really know my shit.
Wait. Let me tell you.
Oh, look at her phone.
I'm finna go to my
number
music.
Number 2. She gonna say number 2.
No, I'm finna go
number
see.
Number 2, my favorite song.
Cause you know how I got you started with like what you be playing the most?
I got you, Bree. Go pull it up, Bree.
There she got me.
Because
it's the one. What's the one on Diddy album, though?
It Belongs to You.
It Belongs to You.
Okay. I'll take that.
Yeah, that one, I had that one on repeat for sure.
That's your shit.
It's sexy.
Thank you.
And that's what we need. I think I'm looking forward to music being back sexy and catered to women, or just making you feel something.
Okay.
Not just negative. Because after so while, listening to the same type of hip hop, you get bored a little bit.
So that's what you think missing is you want sexy music.
More sexy music or feeling something. I want to know... If an artist, you know, artists used to rap about their mama.
Yeah.
Niggas don't even rap about their mama no more, their grandma. Like, come on, what happened to that? Yeah, I want to know something about you as an artist. I want to know what you feeling and what you going through. And I appreciate you guys for doing that, bringing that back to R&B. You know what I mean?
That's love. Okay. I'm glad you just gave me a little free game of what women want.
We
the
want
music.
That.
I need that.
We want to know the artist more on an intimate level, and we want to feel something and not just always...
Yeah.
fucking.
Nah, I got
like,
you.
Like, it make it sexy, though.
Yeah, because it belongs to you. I don't say nothing sexual in it.
Yeah, but it's still, but it's just how it makes you energy. Feel. Yeah, it's the energy.
All right, Shayla, shout it. Thank you.
Yeah.
Free game.
Yeah, well, let me get a little drop before you get out of here. Yeah. You are sitting here at 85 South at Backwoods Backstage.
It's your girl, Jazzy, and I'm chilling at 85 South, Backwoods Backstage, One Music Fest, and we here, man. Yeah.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.